You're listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. We just heard The Horseflies, Rafting from My Front Door, from the CD Until the Ocean. I'm playing all kinds of Taste of Skylights, so those who are new to campus have an idea of what the show is about. We play music to calm the mind, soothe the heart, and nourish the soul. And that's what we try to do here. I'll be with you until 2:30. I'm here every Sunday from 1 to 2:30. Playing all kinds of music, eclectic mix, as they say. I know that you can hear some things in the background. I'm going to try to fix that for you. But I wanted to also let you know that this hour programming is brought to you by New River Community College, located in Dublin and Christiansburg. New River Community College provides general education courses that transfer to other colleges and universities. The fall semester begins on August 22nd. More information is available at www.nr.edu. Again, that's www.nr.edu. WUVT thanks New River Community College for their support. Also wanted to let you know about the weather. We did hear the Kinks went out to the caller earlier. I'm sorry it took me so long. Did not find the cut that you asked for, but I liked that one. Sitting in the midday sun, I thought was a good theme for today because there has been some sun. And speaking of that, there will be more sun. There's only a 20% slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 85. And tonight, a 30% chance of thunderstorms and showers mainly before midnight. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy tonight with a low around 65. And Monday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 80. Monday night, mostly clear with a low of 55. Something to look forward to. Coming up, we have some music that's going to let me segue to something requested by somebody earlier. So we've got some more Dead Can Dance for you on WUVT.
If you've ever get the traveling blues and you need a place to rest your shoes, there's someone here to welcome the news. I'd be so happy to know that you're alive. If loneliness should make you feel alone and you feel a need for someone to know, I'd love to hear you welcomed hello. I'd be so happy to know that you're alive. Ah, there's so many sights, those bright city lights will help you try and find your way. It's a big, big world, and you're a big, big girl. So hurry up and don't be late. And if you ever want to come home, there's no need in you being alone. All you got to do is phone. I'd be so happy to know that you're alive. Ah, there's so many sights, those bright city lights will help you try and find your way. It's a big, big world, you're a big, big girl. So hurry up and don't be late. But if you ever want to come home, there's no need in you being alone. All you got to do is phone. I'd be so happy to know that you're alive. I'd be so happy to know that you're alive. I'd be so happy to know that you're alive.
Thank you. Woo! Here's a few little oldies but goodies that we put together from out of the past. Oh, we got a coyote in the audience tonight.
We got a few hams in there too. Okay, here's one. Here's one you gotta help us and sing along.
Okay. People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one. Yet we just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as free as a dove. Conceived in love. Sun is gonna shine about. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey, and everything will break the chain of love. And every morning when I rise, you bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything is gonna be alright. Love the girl who holds the world in a big cup. Come on and drink it up. Love her and she'll break it up. If you find she helps your mind, you better take it home. Boy, don't you never know. Try to earn what love is on. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey, and everything will break the chain of love. And in the morning when I rise, you bring a tear or joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright.
There's a red in a willow wood. Flies so high, sings so good. And he brings to you what he sings to you. And love and his lullaby seem to tell me if I try, I could fly. People were gonna try for you. I want to sing you a love song. I want to rock you in my arms all night long. I want to get to know you. I want to show you the peaceful feeling of my home. Oh, I want to sing you a love song. I want to rock you in my arms all night long. I want to get to know you. I want to show you the peaceful feeling of my home. I want to show you the peaceful feeling of my home. Christopher Robin and I. By the moon, closing our questions to Al and Dior as our days disappear all too soon. But I've wandered much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find my way back to the wood. So help me if you can. I've got to get back to the house at the corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky, back to the days of Christopher Robin, back to the ways of Christopher Robin, back to the days of Christopher Robin. Something inside of me won't let me begin the day. Something inside of me is making me feel this way. Whenever you're near me, you got me thinking of you. Something about your eyes that won't let me look away. Something about your smile that's making it hard to say. Whenever you're near me, you got me thinking of you. You know, you got me singing a song. Whenever you're around me, I just want to belong to you. I would give all of my love. I wish that I could tell you all, but I'm thinking of something inside of me is taking a hold each day. Something inside of me is making it hard to say. Whenever you're near me, you got me thinking of you. Oh, whenever you're near me, you got me thinking of you. Whenever you're near me.
Oh, you know I love the applause. Thank you for the applause. I really appreciate that. Okay, we just heard one of my favorites, a medley from Loggins and Messina, Finale, the name of the CD. Danny's song, a love song, House at Pooh Corner, and Thinking of You. I usually play that because of the house at Pooh Corner for various and sundry dads and moms that call up. Before that, we heard Traveling Blues, Loggins and Messina, because I put that on my mistake, but it turned out to be a good tune, so I left it on. Before that, Dead Can Dance, Rad Hark, from the AION album. And The Horseflies, Rafting, from My Front Door, from Until the Ocean. And we started with a request going out to a caller, The Kinks. Couldn't find what he asked for, so I went through all the albums and I found Sitting in the Midday Sun, which was close to the name of the tune that he wanted. And, of course, One Eskimo, chosen one from One Eskimo, one of our favorites. This is a taste of the show. This is Skylights, if you're new to campus. This is the kind of music that I play. Everything, in other words. It just has to have a certain feeling and a certain sound. I do have another request coming up, actually, next. Someone called up and said they were trying to like Joni Mitchell, and could I find something that might make them like Joni Mitchell? So I have one of my favorite tunes by her. She's not my favorite singer, but out of everything that I was looking at, this has the most likelihood, I think, of getting someone to like her. Have you ever wanted to meet the founders of Koofers.com? The VT Entrepreneur Club will be hosting a guest speaking event with them in Squires 300 on Wednesday, August 31st at 7 p.m. Don't worry if you cannot make this event. The VT Entrepreneur Club will be hosting many other entrepreneur speakers this semester. Once again, the founders of Koofers, K-O-O-F-E-R-S.com, will be in Squires 300 on Wednesday, August 31st at 7 p.m. to tell their story, and of course that's free. Thank you for making us a part of your Sunday. I'll be playing more music again, as I said. Joni Mitchell coming up.
That's one thing that's always like been a major difference between like the performing arts to me and being a painter, you know? Like a painter does a painting and he does a painting, that's it. You know, he's had the joy of creating it and he hangs it on some wall, somebody buys it again, or maybe nobody buys it and it sits up in a loft somewhere till he dies. But he's never, nobody ever says to him, you know, nobody ever said to Van Gogh, paint a Starry Night again, man. You know, he painted it, that was it. Let's sing this song together, okay? This song doesn't sound good with one lonely voice. It sounds good with the more voices on it, the better, and the more out-of-tune voices on it, the better. No, it was made for out-of-tune singing, this song.
Yesterday a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder,
my best out-of-tune voice on. Okay, here we go.
And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came. Then the child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like "when you're older" must appease him. Someday make up his dreams.
cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town. You tell her, take your time, because it won't be long now, till you drag your feet just to slow the circles down. There'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams. There'll be plenty of new dreams before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. On the carousel of time, we can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again.
So there you are. Something to make you like Joni Mitchell. That was The Circle Game, one of my favorite tunes. And that actually was pretty good as a cover, or as a cover of herself. That was actually pretty well done. I liked the guitar work on that. And her voice was pretty good, especially since she was backed up by the audience. Got one more tune for you, and then stay tuned for Annie Morikawa coming up next with Talk at the Table.
Baby, let me sit you down. You look so troubled, and I think I know. Just when you think you'll come around, there you go. I know the business of the heart. It's gonna get you any way it can. You need someone to walk with in the dark. I'm your man. Cause I go to the trouble like a magnet. That's where I'll be. The trouble is just a place to sing. What you need.
Well, those of you who listen to the show, this is not my traveling music, but I think I want to go out to Sean Colvin anyway. This is Trouble by Sean Colvin from the Sean Colvin Live. Stay tuned for Annie Morikawa coming up in just a minute, maybe a little more than a minute. Thank you for tuning us in. I'll be with you next week, starting at 1 o'clock.
Same old shit is still the same old lie.
And this is WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg.
So why go to the trouble like a light or like a dare? And trouble is like a friend to me. It'll always be there. To make your peace, give me some credit for the hell I've paid. This world's a blessing and a beast every day. So come on and let me show you how. The less you know, the more I comprehend. And you don't have to drag me down, I descend. Trouble and I like it, I swear I'll be. Trouble is just like love, if it's half the way, it's all I can see. And it's just what you need.
Welcome to Talk at the Table. I'm your host, Andy Morikawa. This hour of programming is brought to you by New River Community College. Located in Dublin and Christiansburg, New River Community College provides general education courses that transfer to other colleges and universities. The fall semester begins on August 22nd. More information is available at www.nr.edu. WUVT thanks New River Community College for their support. We're coming to you from the studios of WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg. This is student-operated, listener-supported radio for the New River Valley community. Our studios are in Squire Student Center on the campus of Virginia Tech. On Talk at the Table, our guests help us understand the rich diversity of the New River Valley community. The discourse is civil. The guests are all our neighbors. Our guests in the studio today are Carol Davis. She's Community Outreach Facilitator for the New River Valley Planning District Commission. John Catherwood Ginn, he's a MFA candidate in the second year in directing and public dialogue here at the Department of Theater and Cinema. And Billy Weitzenfeld, who's the Executive Director of the Association of Energy Conservation Professionals based in neighboring Floyd County. We'll be talking about the New River Valley Livability Initiative, which is a regional planning project that has drawn considerable community attention. The Livability Initiative is coordinated by the New River Valley Planning District Commission and held a kickoff summit earlier this month, attended by more than 150 folks from across the New River Valley. Stay tuned. Welcome, Carol Davis, John Catherwood Ginn, and Billy Weitzenfeld to Talk at the Table.
Thanks so much.
Great to be here, Andy.
Great to have you guys here. Carol, you're the Planning and Outreach Facilitator at the New River Valley Planning District Commission. And if you would, provide us a quick overview of the Livability Initiative. You know, what is it? Who's funding it? What are its purposes and outcomes?
Okay, thanks, Andy.
The Livability Initiative is a three-year planning process with the ultimate goal of strengthening all the communities of the New River Valley. And the Planning District Commission serves the four counties of the New River Valley, which are Giles County, Pulaski County, Floyd County, Montgomery County, and the City of Radford. And the funding source is from the Partnership for Sustainable Communities, which is a partnership formed by HUD, which is Housing and Urban Development, the Department of Transportation, and the EPA. And my understanding is that these three federal agencies were hoping to coordinate their efforts to a greater degree to build stronger communities and look at the ways that the infrastructure intersected across those three topic areas. And the process is largely going to be citizen-driven. We're working very hard to identify citizen concerns and priorities and their vision for the future, and we're hoping that they're going to be involved at every step along the way to identify the issues in the element areas of the plan. There are nine of them, ranging from arts and culture to internet access to transportation to housing, and they'll help us identify the issues they want investigated to figure out where we're at in terms of where we're at right now, the baseline conditions, doing the research we need to determine where we're heading if we do nothing or if things just proceed as usual, and where the community would like us to be. So that's the basic overview.
So it sounds, Carol, like a very grassroots, bottom-up kind of initiative.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And when he said, sir, I thought, who is she talking to?
Sorry. Sorry.
Talking to me.
Yeah. And the initiative, which is inclusive of all of the jurisdictions here in the New River Valley, mm-hmm. is really a collaborative effort, as I understand it, of a number of different organizations. And Billy's representative of one of those, and John is as well. Mm-hmm. Why don't we begin by describing, if you would, Carol, your role particularly in the process?
My role as the community outreach facilitator is to help plan and organize regional events like the one we just had, where we tried or attempted to bring together as many people from the region as possible to look at the regional vision and the regional issues that we'd like to explore. But beyond that, to also work in individual localities, because we recognize that although there are lots of issues that cross, that transcend localities, there are regional issues, but there are also issues that are specific to localities or counties or specific demographics within those localities, older folks, younger folks, minority populations. So my role between the larger regional events is going to be reaching out to segments of the population and making sure we're getting a broad and inclusive public participation process.
Okay, great. And John, how about you? In terms of the role of the theater department here at Virginia Tech.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned before, Bob Leonard, Department of Theater and Cinema professor there, is my advisor, and he and I have started a project called Building Home, which is a component of the Livability Initiative. And essentially what we aim to do is just what Carol was talking about earlier, which was making sure that the conversation is as inclusive as possible. And so the way that we execute that is we use theater techniques, theater and music, that stoke community dialogue around what people have pride in their given communities, what they have concerns about, and how they envision the future being better than it is today. So it's we're finding so far that it's an interesting way to augment the existing conversations that are going on in communities, whether it be through local governance structures like town hall meetings or public hearings. But it's really nice because pretty much our goal is how can we connect with as many diverse groups of people as possible to make sure we have a real wealth of community perspective in the eventual planning process.
You know, for folks who are have had experience in previous planning efforts, the idea of being inclusive has always been a value, certainly, that's been ascribed to. And at the same time, often the practices to actually get different segments of the community involved whose voices aren't often heard is oftentimes pretty anemic in terms of how effective they are. And it sounds like mm-hmm. this effort is a real step. It's kind of a real innovation, it feels to me.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, I found so far that one of the best ways to bring more people into the conversation is to go to them. wherever they happen to be, as opposed to asking people to come to a given community gathering site. It's finding out where people are gathering already and how can we develop relationships there so we can provide a venue and a sort of a structure for a conversation that can really be about what those given community members are interested in having. So putting a lot of miles in the car.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Billy Weitzenfeld, you are here also. You are the director for the Association for Energy Conservation Professionals, and you're a charter board member for a new organization called Sustain Floyd. And Sustain Floyd is one of the partner organizations that is helping to get this initiative underway. And I'm wondering what perspective you see Sustain Floyd providing for the effort.
Well, I think a couple of things. I think for me and the professional work that I do, the energy aspect of the livability initiative is very dear to my heart, and I want to be, you know, a participant in that and try to provide some expertise and help with that. And I think the other side, and the word's been mentioned a couple of times, dialogue. And I think that, you know, we're in a time in all of our lives where the problems we face are incredibly complicated and incredibly, I think, overwhelming, quite honestly. And I think as communities, the only way we're going to move through that and attempt at some pragmatic problem solving is to have effective dialogue. And certainly a key component to sustainability is that you're, and this is how I look at it, you're trying to solve problems instead of create problems in how you move forward as a community. You're trying to, in everything that you do, whether it's energy, transportation, agriculture, housing, you're trying to do things that are not going to create problems for generations down the road. You're going to try to do it right the first time. And you can't do that if you're not bringing folks to the table and have an effective dialogue. And to take it a step further, and this is my opinion, I think that's something we're losing in this country, is the ability to sit down together, leave our baggage at the door, come with your opinions and your viewpoints, but with the understanding that the goal is to find common ground and then move forward with some type of solution or recommendation. We're not doing that very well. And quite frankly, that scares me a little bit. So the Livability Initiative, I mean, to go back to that, it's a wonderful opportunity to reengage. And my little bit of involvement with it so far has been very exciting. And I think it's the right step.
When we talk about the capacity of the community to come together, and you were suggesting that we either have lost that capacity, maybe we've lost it or we aren't practicing it very much. Where do you see evidence of that?
Gosh, I think look around. You see it on the national level. You see it on a lot of the news programming where people are yelling at each other, they're not talking to each other. You see it. I think the other issue is the impersonality and of the internet and blog sites, and which are such a big part of all of our lives, where people can say anything they want to say, and yet that's information that people can then take and use that as a resource for their opinions. And it's not sure the absolute reason for it, but what I've witnessed, again, is our inability to solve problems because we're unable to effectively talk to each other. And that's a big topic. And why that is, maybe we can come up with some things in this conversation. But I do think it's an issue.
I'd like to jump in, Billy.
Sure.
I think many people, and maybe it's an obvious thing to state, but these days we're not talking to each other because we don't have to. We're able to self-select into information streams that reinforce what we've already decided is true, and have select filters that allow only certain types of information and evidence through, and that's makes it really challenging to try to work as a community to identify problems that we might have. And I think what the Livability Initiative is attempting to do is to move away from looking at these local and regional issues as political and polarizing, but that they are inherently civic. All of these things should matter to all of us. We may not agree on the definition of the problem, and we certainly may not agree on proposed solutions, but I think we're hoping that this process will help foster a dialogue and a conversation that housing matters to all of us, transportation matters to all of us, energy matters to all of us. And when we come together and we look each other in the eye and we say, you know, I'm struggling to find housing for my aging mother, and she's going to have to leave her house, and I want her to be able to stay close to me. These are issues that should matter to everyone, regardless of where they are politically or ideologically.
And we're going to come right back and follow up on these observations. You're listening to Talk at the Table on WUVT 90.7 FM in Blacksburg. We'll be right back after a short musical break. This is Living is Easy by Delia Lowe from their album Ravens and Crows.
Sat there listening to your radio and hand watching the river flow. Hey, I was heading down and winding round Joel. I thought I'd found him just as he was leaving town. You came around. Living is easy when you want. Come back, I could take you home, take you home tonight. He's a one-man band, all the hammer in his hand, rolling in on a gypsy caravan. Hey, now we each sleep in love all railway time. We got too much sugar for a nickel or a dime. Sweet basket eye, living is easy when you want the night. I can touch you, I can feel you. If you'd come back, I could take you home, take you home tonight. It's all caved in, baby, it's all caved in. You take this hammer and throw it in the river. It rings right on, baby, it rings right on. Rolls right on, baby, rolls. Living
could come back, I could take you home, take you home tonight.
And we're back. You're listening to Talk at the Table on WUVT 90.7 FM in Blacksburg. And we're in conversation with our guests, Carol Davis, John Catherwood Ginn, and Billy Weitzenfeld. And we're talking about the New River Valley Initiative, a regional planning effort coordinated by the Planning District Commission. And there was a recent kickoff summit that was held at Clater Lake State Park. And let's kind of set the scene for our listeners about what was taking place at the Clater Lake State Park facility there. We had how many people turned out, Carol?
I want to say just under 150 people. All totaled over the two sessions. We had a sort of a during the afternoon session and then a more of an open house drop-in session in the evening.
And how would you guys characterize the demographics of the folks who turned out?
Well, I'm trying to think. There was a portion of the session that was devoted to on-the-spot polling. Mm-hmm. And if memory serves, I think the majority of the people there were either from Montgomery County or Pulaski County. It was around the same numbers.
And we looked at those numbers, and I haven't looked specifically at the census data to compare it, but from my recollection, it seemed like it was roughly analogous to the actual demographic breakdown census-wise. So about 50% of the people there, or maybe just over 50% of the people there, were from Montgomery County, which is consistent with the demographics of the two major population centers. And then Pulaski County was, I can't remember the number. I'd be making up numbers at this point, but they looked roughly, like we had good representation proportionally.
Right.
From the four counties in the city of Radford.
And then how about age and gender? And
we had a 20% breakdown of, 19 to early 30s, and then sort of 20, 20, 20, 20, 20 of each one. We had no people there under age 19, which is a red flag for me that I'm going to have to reach out to, middle schoolers and high schoolers and maybe even some kids. Although we did have some kids' activities, and they were invited to draw pictures of their ideal community, and we got lots of input about water park features that they would like. So we know that now.
And Billy, how would you describe the setting for folks?
Oh, I thought it was great. I mean, it was at Clater Lake. It was, part of it was outside. I think to add to what Carol's saying, I mean, I don't have the data to support it, but my opinion would be that it was a very diverse group of folks that, I've lived in the New River Valley almost 35 years, and I'd say very well representative of the valley. So that was pretty cool. I thought it was a great opportunity. I think the one second part inside was a little noisy. The acoustics, it was a little hard to hear even at your own table. I thought it was a great place to sit down and talk.
What was the program, again, for our listeners? Kind of describe the day in a real thumbnail.
So the general arc, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but it started out with some sort of introductory comments by Kevin Bird, who is the executive director of the New River Valley Planning District Commission, essentially just talking about the project. And from there, it very quickly got into really the meat of the work for the day, which was each table had about 8 to 10 people. Mm-hmm. At each table, there was a table facilitator that guided the conversation, very question-based, and a note taker that was collecting community members' perspectives there throughout the conversation. And the PDC had organized a series of questions that started from a place of what gives you great pride in your community? Then what are strengths and challenges, I think, was the exact way they worded it. And then it went into what do you see? Maybe you want to fill this in, Carol.
Right.
What do you want to see for the future?
Yeah. I'd like to back up just a little bit, because the way we structured the conversation was we were asking people to identify strengths in their particular community as they define it. So it could either be their neighborhood, their county, their town, and to really just think about where they live and what they call home. And then after everybody in the group had that conversation, then we asked them to tease out what were ones that were common strengths across the region. So we were able to identify regional strengths from there while still retaining the information about more locally based strengths. We did the same thing for challenges, local challenges. Where were the areas of commonality to identify regional challenges? And to even back up a little further from that, one very purposeful thing that we did when we came, when people came in, was we sorted them randomly at tables. And we were hoping, and I think we were somewhat successful at this, is that people would be at the table with at least a few other folks who were from a part of the valley that they didn't live in. And so that, that would foster a more regional conversation, which I think we were for the most part successful in doing. And then you, and then that was where I left off with you, with, we were talking about what is your ideal vision for the New River Valley 20 years from now, was the third question.
And it was kind of fascinating. I know, at least it, I was one of the table facilitators, and one thing I found really interesting was, because it was the arc of the conversation through the questions was based on starting with your community and growing out to thinking regionally, I saw within my circle at least, and I heard this perspective from other people, that people started to think more regionally about the ways in which, you know, I might live in Christiansburg, but I work in Pulaski, and therefore there are transportation considerations, there are housing considerations. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is really a region. I mean, people on the whole live regionally in the New River Valley as opposed to localized. So it was kind of exciting to see how the way those questions were laid out compelled people to think more broadly about who lives in the New River Valley and what our sense of community is. But just dovetailing on what you were just saying, Carol, about sort of the arc of the day, after having these facilitated conversations at these independent tables all day long, it culminated in this very sort of high-tech polling experience in which the data that had been collected at the tables independently was siphoned into this large screen, and everybody had little remote controls for voting practices in which they made votes based on the questions that were posed and the proposals that were put up on the board from the independent tables. And so right there on the spot, there was a real-time reflection of what people thought in the room about you know, strengths and challenges in their communities, strengths and challenges in the regions, and their visions for the future. It was pretty, I don't know, I was very impressed. It was pretty exciting how something as organic as you were putting earlier, as just eight people sitting at a table, was able to transition to something that was pretty remarkable technologically.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a real instant collective view of what was happening.
Yeah, yeah. And to see the ways in which, I think there were 20 tables in the room,
mm-hmm.
to see the ways in which, you know, our independent table either, you know, complemented the perspective of another table in the room or completely opposed the perspective in another room. I mean, I thought it was a pretty amazing reflection of democracy in action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would add that, and we'll see what the outcome, you know, we'll measure the success of the initiative by the outcome and what the recommendations are and the solutions, and that's down the road. But my experience at the summit still came down to a basic fact that whether it's facilitated or whether it's a summit or whatever situation it is, when people engage in dialogue talking about things that are important, there's got to be some mutual respect, and there has to be the ability, and it's not easy, the ability to hear very divergent opinions and somehow find a way to talk through that. And again, I think I said this earlier, but finding the common ground and moving forward without getting excited or anxious or animated, and it's difficult. And again, the topics that we're talking about are so incredibly important in everybody's life, and they're very complicated. What I would hope, and it's kind of going back to something Carol said at the first part of the show, was too often we politicize the kinds of things that affect all of us, and I think that that's one of the biggest problems that we have right now. And I know that in the energy work that I do, when you start to talk about energy use and production and conservation, too often it becomes a political topic when it has nothing to do with politics. It's about all of us living on this planet together and finding a way to, you know, solve some of these problems. But it's difficult, and even with good facilitation, it's difficult. And I saw that at the summit. I saw that I think a lot of it was successful, but some of it people were having trouble talking to each other.
Well, Billy, I was really struck by what you said earlier about what you perceive to be the difficulty with, that people have these days in our country with engaging in dialogue. Because one thing I found at my table that was pretty remarkable was the way the conversation was sculpted was at the outset, there the